Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, July 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Well, we didn't get arrested today. We didn't even get threatened with arrest, which is surprising because we went down and protested a Mike Gallagher event in downtown State College today. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, we'd like to thank Mr. Jeff Bonjo for coming into the Wing TV studios yesterday.
Yes.
We actually got a call about an hour or so before his appearance was scheduled, and he was going to bail out. There were a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on with him, but he ended up putting them to the side and coming here anyways, went above and beyond the call of duty. Not so much he believes in what he's doing, so that meant a lot to us.
And what he's doing would have great impact if more people were doing it. You'd save a lot more money instead of giving it to big oil, and right. And it's better for the environment, too.
Yeah, so we just want to thank him for coming in. Also, tomorrow, Thursday, on the Wing TV homepage, we're going to have the contents of the flyer that he held up, and with also some more information. Now, if you're interested in this, you can pursue it. So, you know, it's very, very timely right now what he's talking about.
He said he saved $80 in the last 2 weeks by running biodiesel in his car.
I'd like to save $80.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because yesterday we went to the gas station. I put $30 in my tank. The guy in front of me, he was pumping already when we pulled in. I had gone in the store, paid, came out, was pulling out. He was still pumping.
And he was up to $52 when we pulled out, and he was still pumping.
Yeah, and I said to Lisa, I said, this is so far beyond believability that it's almost like we're in a different universe anymore. Just think, $52, and he still had his hand pressed to the nozzle, and the wheels were still turning. It's unbelievable. $52 to fill your tank up, and he wasn't done yet, so...
And he didn't look too happy either.
No, he didn't look none too happy at all. And I bet he looked even less happy when he went in to pay the cashier. So, all right. Today we went downtown and had a big 14-foot banner. Mike Gallagher's in town. He's, in case you don't know, he's a radio talk show host. He's also a pundit on Fox News. Mm-hmm. And he just released a book called Surrounded by Idiots: Fighting Liberal Lunacy in America. So he's going on a 24-city book tour, and he came into State College this morning. So we went down there a few minutes before his show was set to air. We had this big 14-foot banner.
Right, and we're out there surrounded by idiots fighting lunatic hypocrisy in clueless America.
And this banner, it said, Neocon Mike, why aren't your four sons fighting in Iraq?
Uh-huh.
And the reason for this was that this is one of the biggest warmongers on the radio. Mm. And we actually wanted it to say warmonger, Mike, but there wasn't enough room on the banner. But it was 14 feet long.
Right.
So anyways, he's one of the biggest warmongers on the radio, yet he has four sons aged 22 to 27, and not one is serving in the military.
Right. And so we like to always show his hypocrisy to the public. When he makes a public appearance where, close to where we are, we show up. And it's kind of funny because the last three times he's tried to get the police to get us arrested, or he's characterized us as stalking him. And we try to cover his events for Wing TV just as correspondents or when we protest. So for him to do what he did today was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. We, I dropped Lisa off with this banner. And this banner, it's like there's two huge 2x4s that we have to stand on each end of. So I dropped her off, parked, came over. We unrolled this. That's how big it is. You have to unroll it. So we're standing there, and he has this big 45-foot tour bus. It's red, white, and blue.
No, it's orange, white, and blue. They keep saying it's red. Somebody's colorblind.
Yeah, it's more orange than red. But it has a big picture of him on it. And that's where he's been doing his show during this whole month, on his bus, and he's touring America.
Mm-hmm.
So we unfurl this thing, and we're standing there. And it's a little bit past 9 o'clock, and we see an unmarked police car pull up right beside the bus, and it has a little blue light going on it. And I said, uh-oh, here we go again, because out of the bus comes Mike Gallagher. Now, in Williamsport, when we went there, he tried to have us arrested.
Mm-hmm.
In State College at the Holiday Inn Express, he tried to have us arrested.
He did have us removed.
Yeah, he had, had
under
us removed
threat of arrest
from the premises both times. So we see him come out of the bus, and right there is the unmarked. I said, oh, man, here we go. So, but instead of that, he comes walking over to us, has a big smile on his face, and he shakes our hands.
Now, where the people he's characterized as stalkers, yeah, just for trying to cover his events, you know, when he appears in public, and for writing articles about him. So for him to first mischaracterize us that way, and then come over and shake our hands,
yeah,
and tell us he'd be disappointed if we hadn't shown, yeah, up. No kidding, Mike, because no one else was there at your book signing.
Yeah. So he shook our hands, and you know, and that was pretty much it. And, you know, I just said, well, hey, it's nice to meet you. And he's skinny. Boy, he lost like 70, 75 pounds.
Yeah, he's living testament that the low-carb diet actually does work if you stick with it.
Yeah. So he went back to his bus then and started his broadcast. And after the first hour, he came back out of his bus and he's yelling across the street, hey, how are you guys holding up? You want me to order you a pizza? He says,
you ought to have
a, yeah, he says, you ought to have a radio there. I've been talking about you. So we looked on his website here. And I'm right on MikeOnline.com. And the first thing it says, first look. And it says, Mike talks about a couple of protesters who want to know why Mike supports the war when his own sons haven't right. served in the military. Mike asks how many share the protesters' sentiments. And out of all the different messages we could have put on this banner, we decided on this one for one main reason. It's because think of how many people in the government, in the mainstream media, on talk radio, all of these different neocons, they support this war, they're totally gung-ho. Right. But when you ask how many of their children are fighting in the war, how many of them are there?
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want your kids to go fight and die.
Yeah.
Their kids are here.
So you have the global elite and the media and the politicians up here sending other people's kids to the war and supporting it from afar, but the best point I think there is one that Jesse Ventura, when he was governor of Minnesota, he came to Penn State a couple years ago, gave a speech, and this line is so apropos. He said, if you believe in a war, you should believe in that war enough mm-hmm. that you'd be willing to send your own kids to fight and die in that war.
Right.
And what better way to sum it up?
Right. One of the tactics that Mike uses is similar to a tactic that Hillary Clinton uses. He purports to support the troops by what he's doing. So they get to eat cookies before they get killed over in Iraq, thanks to Mike Gallagher. But what he does is, instead of responding and addressing to the criticisms of what he does and says, he makes it be about the troops.
Yeah.
So that if you criticize him, you're really criticizing the troops. That's what he tries to get people to think. Hillary does the same thing. When you oppose or criticize her words or actions, she makes it be about all women.
Yeah.
Instead of her, and that's the way they deflect the criticism.
And see, this is a tactic that's been used for decades, if not centuries, that whenever a government goes into war, those who are opposed mm-hmm. to the war, and we said today, we're not standing out here as anti-war protesters, we're not pro-war. What we're doing is we're anti-deception and pro-truth. We want to know the truth. But for decades, what governments have done and the propagandists and the brainwashers is that if you stand against the war, then you're not patriotic, or you're against the troops or whatever. And that wasn't our stance whatsoever today.
No, we're showing his hypocrisy.
Right.
And just for the fact that he came over and shook our hands showed what a hypocrite and a liar he is, too.
Yeah.
Since he's already previously mischaracterized us as stalkers and that he had concerns. I mean, he had such concerns the last couple of times that we went to cover his event that he would not even do his show with us present
right.
in the same airspace as him.
Yeah, that's the time in the Holiday Inn Express we had us removed. But he must be, I don't know, what is it, coming around, whatever. But
he had to show that our presence there wasn't bugging him because
yeah.
we have literally gotten under this man's skin over the last few years
yeah.
with our articles and when we show up to cover his events because we're not groupies. And we ask him questions he refuses to answer.
Yeah. So this banner, we you know, Mike, why aren't your four sons fighting in Iraq? And we use that specific word, fighting, instead of serving. And we would have a lot more respect, not only for him,
mm-hmm.
but for all of these people. George Bush has two daughters. They're not fighting. All of these politicians and people in the media, we would have an immense amount of respect more for them if they're saying, you know what, we support this war, and to show how much we do, my three kids are over there fighting, and one of my kids died in the war.
That wouldn't be enough for me to respect them, because I'm not going to respect any of them until they start telling the truth. And Mike Gallagher is the one that told us that New World Order material and 9/11 information is not on his playlist.
Right.
And I have no respect for him for that.
Well, I'm talking about in regard to the war. I mean, of course, the issues that they're lying about is an entirely different matter. But when it comes to the war, if someone says, I support the war, and to prove it, I'm sending my kids to fight in it, that would at least say, well, this guy believes in a war.
Yeah, but I don't support the war because the war is based on a pack of lies.
Well, of course.
So I don't support anybody sending their kids over there based on a pack of lies.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm trying to make, though, is that if someone is supporting a war, whether we agree with it or disagree with it, if they're at least going to send their own kids over there and put them on the front lines, then you have to at least say they have enough belief in their convictions. And whether it's a war or anything like that, is, you know, whether it's a tax protest or someone that's standing up against the local garbage man, you know, if you put your money where your mouth is,
well,
that elevates the respect level, at least in my eyes.
Mike supports the war as long as his own kids don't have to fight, and as long as it's your kids going over there fighting and dying.
Oh, yeah, and that's the point that we made. And as we said, it doesn't apply only to Gallagher. It applies to everybody. All of these neocons and these warmongers, send your own damn kids over there if you want us to see that this war is just, or if you believe in it, because like Ventura says, if you believe in a war enough. These people don't believe in the war. They only believe in their own agenda and furthering their agenda. And the people in the media are the worst because they're simply the mouthpiece and the propagandists that are spreading and reinforcing these lies.
They're just saying what they have to say to keep making the good money and living the cushy lifestyle.
Yeah. Now, whenever you go to a protest, there's always little things that happen or pop up. And we're standing there, and it's hot as hell in Pennsylvania. It's been hot here for the last month or so, really. And we're standing there sweating. It's hot out. And one car drives by and kind of slows down, beeps its horn. We thought it was beeping to us.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a thumbs up.
Started to wave at the guy. The guy flipped us off.
Yeah, so he pops us the bird. Yeah. There's another guy walking down the sidewalk across the street.
An older guy.
Older guy. He pops us the bird. And
then we had some people walk by and say, give him hell.
Yeah.
And thumbs up. And good for you.
So it looked like the distinction was that since State College is a college town, the students were the ones giving us the thumbs up.
Yeah, because they know they're the next ones in line to go.
Yeah, they're the next one that's going to be drafted if this ever happens. And it's the old people, the old guys, that were popping us the bird and shaking their heads and stuff. So it was funny to see that distinction.
One woman stopped and was talking with us for quite a few minutes, and her daughter is fighting over there, and so she was trying to defend that. And then she says to me, but there's many versions of truth, and I had to correct her right away. I said, no, ma'am, there's one truth, and everything else is not the truth.
Right. Well, this woman,
people are under a misperception, versions of the truth.
Well, this woman, she bought, it looked like, two copies of the books, and I would say the time we were there, maybe 15 to 20 people had purchased books, so it wasn't like people were knocking down his door by any means, but she bought two books, and she was leaving. She saw her sign, and she turned around and crossed the street and came over, and she was a nice lady. She, you know, and I think she thought that we were like rabid anti-war, liberal, left-wingers, whatever, you know. And she said, I just want to let you know that I have a 19-year-old daughter. She's in the Navy right now. And she said, I was dead set against her going, but she's 19 years old and she wanted to go. And I said, ma'am, we've never once in this show ever said anything negative about the troops. Never once. That's not our reason for being here. That wasn't the reason why we're out there today. But then she started going into a spiel about, you know, the terrorists, Al-Qaeda and so forth. And she completely believes this propaganda.
Right. So we started telling her about 9/11 and the deception surrounding 9/11 and all the illusions that the American people are living with, because that's what they're being fed by the media and the government. And she didn't still believe us, but she was thinking. You could see the wheels turning in her head, and she said she would check out the information.
Right.
And you know, the bottom line is, whether your kids are over there based, you know, thinking they're doing the right thing, the fact is they're being used. They're being carted up, set up to die on foreign soil based on a pack of lies.
Yeah. And you could tell that she was suspicious and distrustful of the government.
Yep, she said that.
You know, and then she said something about Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And I said, well, ma'am, you know, FDR knew 9 or 10 days in advance, And we have, in my book, The New World Order Exposed, we have the transcript where he's talking via telephone to Winston Churchill and are discussing mm-hmm. what's going to happen when the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. And you can see that she says, well, you know, the government's done a lot of things and had a lot of bad alliances in the past. But she says, what happens if Al-Qaeda, you know, you saw what happened in London now. What happens if this comes to our shores and it just sweeps across the whole world?
She
believes it.
This was New World Order elite terrorism. It wasn't Muslims. It wasn't Arab hijackers. It wasn't anything like that. And she says, well, if what you're saying is true, then we're in even more trouble than we think we are. And I said, exactly.
That's
right.
Point.
Yeah. That's right.
And you know, we're not even saying that there aren't terrorists in the world, because
right.
of course there are.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about Oklahoma City, 9/11, it looks like with London right now, this isn't some ragtag band of Al-Qaeda of Europe or whatever. This is state-sponsored terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
This starts from the top of the global elite structure, and this is all done for a purpose to make the public so fearful that they become
right.
submissive.
A lot of people ask us why we even bother with Mike Gallagher, and the answer is that we must continue to hold the media's feet to the fire when they're not telling the truth. And we've been consistent about this, and we intend to remain consistent about it, and that's why he's finally had to acknowledge us
yeah.
in person, because he knows we're not going to go away. He has to show like we're not bothering him,
yeah.
but we've totally gotten under his skin in the past just for being present, and I know that it got under his skin today.
Well, and plus, that was the opening subject on
mm-hmm.
his show. Now, he's in, I think, 170 or 200 different markets,
right?
Different stations. He claims to have 2 million plus listeners, and because we held up this 14-foot banner, he spoke about this subject to open his show, that why his four sons aren't in the military while he supports us. Now, we didn't get to hear the show. We don't know what he said,
right.
but 2 million people got to hear this message, and hopefully it planted a seed in some of their minds.
In fact, he said he would have been disappointed if we hadn't shown
right.
up, because we always show up.
Yeah.
We're his conscience.
Yeah, that's the
when
good
he
way
comes
to
around
it.
Here.
And this is the fourth event now.
And this is what we're trying to tell you. You guys can do the same thing. Hold your local media personalities to the fire. This guy happens to be sort of a big deal, because
well,
he's ended up on Fox News
yeah.
when Sean Hannity goes and does whatever else he does.
Yeah.
So you can do this too. And even if there's just one or two of you out there, nobody stood with me and Victor.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And we stood there, and we stood our ground. And
I mean,
he knows we're going to.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's a multi-millionaire. Mm-hmm. And he came over and shook our hands and acknowledged that, hey, they're not going away. So Lisa was telling me the other day about an email she got from someone. And this is supposedly an activist, someone that's opposed to the New World Order. And they said, well, this whole thing, I'm going to let Lisa describe
what?
It to you.
I don't know which one you're talking
the
about.
The email where they said, well, that's all, protesting doesn't matter. When you're all done, you just pat yourself
yeah,
on it.
Well, this person engages in protests in Austin, Texas, and apparently has had a change of heart. Now she's decided that she believes in Alex Jones's fear-monger policy, because fear is the only thing that will get to the
yeah.
people. But fear didn't really get people after 9/11 to see through the deceptions. And, I mean, a lot of people were coming out, independent journalists, after 9/11 saying, hey, wait a minute, something's not right,
right.
here. And that fear wasn't getting to people, just the programmed conditioning that they normally get on TV.
Well, the point is, though, that she was saying, well, what good is even protesting doing? All you do is pat yourself on the back and then nothing changes. Well, today we proved
mm-hmm.
that we made an impact because Mike Gallagher spoke about this message we had.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't the power elite, the global elite, sending their own children to fight in these wars that they orchestrate from behind the scenes, that they finance, and that uh-huh. they promote? So
right.
it does make
Plus,
a difference.
It increased the awareness of the people around us on the street.
Yeah.
You could see them thinking about it, nodding their heads. Yeah, why isn't this guy's kids fighting
yeah.
in the war? Why does he want mine to fight in the war?
And as Lisa said today, while we're holding up this banner, she says people love to read signs. And they do. So every single person there today got a seed planted in their mind
right.
that's like, wait a second. You know what? I have a kid that's 16 years old. And if they reenact the draft, that kid might be going. But here's Gallagher with four sons, and they're not fighting. Why is that?
Right.
It's such an elementary point, and so basic to everything about this war is that the people that start it and promote it don't support it by sending their own kids.
Right. So we do this show, but we like to take it out on the street, too. And it doesn't take much time out of your day. If you can protest, do it. You don't have to have a crowd around you. You can be one or two people. You can have flyers like we did also. And get the word out that way, because we have to do whatever we can do to counter their propaganda, their BS, their lies.
And you know what? We don't do this for a pat on the back. No. Nobody patted us on the back.
No, we were more happy to get a drink of water, actually.
Yeah, somebody, actually, this lady came over with her kid and brought us two little Dixie cups with water because it was so hot out there today. We're not doing this to get patted on the back. And the person that said that, we don't even know why they're in this movement. If they have such a crass attitude about this.
This person said that she's going to now go out and promote fear.
Yeah.
Fearmonger herself. To get people to listen to what she has to say.
It's just
way
incredible.
To go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the way to most control people to turn their brains off is via fear. That's the least
and to traumatize them.
Yeah, that's the least common denominator. And now, not this upcoming Saturday, but the Saturday after, July 23rd, mm-hmm. we're going to be in Washington D.C.
Right.
On September 11th, we're going to be in New York City.
At Ground Zero.
So in the last 3 months or so, 4 months, we will have done 5 or 6 different protests plus one speech. This is what we're saying, that we have to plant the seeds, all of us, one by one.
Right.
And go out there.
We need to go outside of the box to do that. We can only reach a certain number of people on the internet, because not everybody surfs conspiracy websites and independent media. So you need to take it out to the public. And that's where you're going to get more and more people paying attention.
That's exactly right. So anyway, we just wanted to fill you in on what we did today. We're out on the streets, and this is what we tell people. Become active. Move beyond your television sets.
Right.
Move beyond your computer monitors.
You can't have a movement unless you get off your butt and move.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you then.